Moments ago, R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. This is a significant outcome for all victims of R. Kelly, and especially for the survivors who so bravely testified about the horrific and sadistic abuse they endured. R. Kelly is a predator, and as a result of our prosecution, he'll serve a long jail sentence for his crimes. With the aid of his fame, his money, and most importantly, his inner circle, R. Kelly preyed upon children and young women for his own sexual gratification for decades. He used coercive control, exemplified by a pattern of isolation, rules, dependence, threats, intimidation tactics, physical abuse, and at least once, the presence of a gun, to force victims, including minors, to engage in sexual activity with him and others, and to become unwilling participants in the pornographic films he wrote, produced, and directed. He continued committing his crimes for almost 30 years and avoided punishment until today. Today, the sentence shows that the witnesses reclaim control over their lives and over their futures. These are voices of mostly black and brown women and children that were heard and believed, and for whom justice was finally achieved. This is a victory for them, for justice, and for future survivors of sexual assault. Victims of sexual violence must be heard, perpetrators must be held accountable, and our women and children must be protected. I hope this sentencing serves as its own testimony that it doesn't matter how powerful, rich, or famous your abuser may be, or how small they may make you feel, justice only hears the truth. I want to say that this case would not have been possible without the outstanding work, dedication, and skill of the prosecution team, Assistant United States Attorneys Elizabeth Geddes, Nadia Shahada, and Maria Cruz Melendez, Senior Investigator Keith Kolovich, and former paralegal specialist Kira Winthan and Alyssa Fagel. Their dedication to the truth and justice was truly extraordinary. I want to commend and thank the special agents who handled this case for their outstanding work, Ryan Chabot and Sylvette Reynoso of the Department of Homeland Security, Homeland Security Investigations, under the supervision of Supervisory Special Agents Elvin Hernandez and Patrick Gill. They and detectives from the New York City Police Department painstakingly went through the documents, the records, and interviews to collect and verify the facts that became the foundation for this strong case. And finally, and I want to emphasize this, I want to say a special thank you to the brave survivors, those who came forward, and all who endured. It is thanks to you that we were able to deliver justice today. I'll now call up HSI's Executive Associate Director, Steve Francis, for remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Steve Francis, the Executive Associate Director for Homeland Security Investigations, HSI. Robert Kelly once said, if you're going to tell your life story, you got to be honest or don't do it. Over the course of this HSI-led multi-year investigation and six-week trial, a jury of Mr. Kelly's peers confirmed what these courageous victims have known for a very long time. Mr. Kelly is not an honest person. This man is a prolific serial predator who utilized his status as a Grammy Award-winning household name with global recognition to inflict pain and anguish on so many victims. Despite numerous reports of his destructive abuse over the years, the brazen acts of intimidation against his accusers kept him shielded from prosecution until HSI, the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Eastern District of New York, and these incredible prosecutors and NYPD initiated an investigation into his criminal organization. Today's sentence is a victory that belongs to the brave victims who came forward. Despite intense public scrutiny, despite social media slander, despite threats to their own health and safety, and despite being asked to relive the pain of some of the most traumatic days in their lives. They told their stories and they made their voices heard. Today's sentencing sends a clear message that no amount of money or fame is enough to evade justice. And the money, power, and fame will not buy you immunity in the United States. And the United States government will hold you accountable for any atrocities you commit. Mr. Kelly led a criminal enterprise with his entourage to prey on the young and vulnerable by dangling promises of fame, fortune, and stardom. By the time his victims saw through the empty promises, it was too late. Mr. Kelly attempted to silence these victims through bribery, intimidation, blackmail, and physical violence. He once sang that sometimes the silence can be so loud. Thankfully, these brave victims and true survivors will be heard forever, while Mr. R. Kelly will be left alone in a jail cell in silence for many, many years to come. It is comforting to now know that not only the loud noise he heard will hear every day is his prison cell door slamming shut behind him. No matter how many hit songs he may have released, his legacy will not be remembered by that of his voice, but by the voices of the brave women and men who came forward to reveal to the world the monster that R. Kelly truly is. Mr. Kelly underestimated the bravery and resilience of those he once preyed upon when they were young and vulnerable. These victims are the unsung heroes today. Today is about them. Today is their day. Today is their victory. Thank you.